Beloved, we are in a very disturbing time in our nation, Nigeria, where there is this COVID-19, or otherwise called coronavirus, ravaging everywhere. People are running helter-skelter. Some are losing faith in God. But see, I want to encourage you to know that this thing is just for a short time. Very soon, you will not see it again. Bible says that this Egyptian that you see today, that you will not see them again. I prophesy against this ravaging demon that wants to destroy the life of people all over the world. I come against this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Bible says that surely you will be delivered from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. You know, coronavirus is a noisome pestilence. I declare your family is delivered in the name of Jesus. Bible says 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. You will not experience this plague. It will not be your portion nor anybody in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree finally and I prophesy that there shall be no evil before you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I put to an end this ravaging coronavirus in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me welcome you to this very important time on radio called Church on Air. How are you and your family? I believe it is well with you in the name of Jesus. I want to thank God because, you know, things are getting better and better in Nigeria. No matter what you can see today, one thing I know is that, you know, God is preparing us for a greater future. And I know that by His grace, we will surely get there in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you please help me to welcome everyone in your house? Or you phone somebody and tell them that Church on Air is currently on this channel and that it is time for God to bless His people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, last week we were sharing on winning the battles of life, and I've told you that it's in a series. And today, by the grace of God, we shall continue. We are going to continue on winning the battle of life, part 2 today. And I'm sure that by the grace of God, that, you know, God will touch your life. God will give you victory. God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. First of all, can we open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24.
Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in winning every battle, you must rise up. Rise up for the battle. You know, a winner can never quit, and a quitter can never win. He said, rise up. Rise up from obscurity. Rise up from ignorance. You need to rise up. You know, there's a need for you that it is your rising that will bring, you know, your possession. You need to rise. You know, you can't say, you know, I don't know what to do. You need to rise. Please rise to your responsibility. Say, rise up. Then take up your journey. You know, there's a journey before you, there's a fight before you. So you are to rise and you are to take up the journey. Why? It is then that God will give you victory. Victory comes, you know, when you have done your own part. What is your part? You must rise. You must realize that there is a battle. You know, how can you be in a battlefield and you don't know that you are battling with somebody? You know, so you need to rise. Take up the journey. God then said, you know, I will give you, you know, the land. Can you see? Now, apart from that, He says that when you now rise, it is then that you will possess. Now, He said, now arise and what? And begin to possess. Hear me, people of God. It's not your time to begin to possess. To possess victory, to possess breakthrough. It's not your time. But you have to rise. You must take up the war, you know, and then you begin to possess. How do you possess? By contending. You know, when there is no contention, there can never be possession. You need to fight. You see, there's a need for you that no matter what you want, you need to fight. I have told you last week that life doesn't give what we deserve, but it gives us what we demand. You must fight. You know, Bible says we are the soldiers of Jesus Christ. So you must arise to fight. Now, let me start to say again, number one, that life is a battleground. You have to fight to survive. You have to fight to survive. Life is a battleground. You know, no matter what you are doing, no matter your level, in your marriage, in your academics, you know, your spiritual life, I need to let you know this morning that you are on a battleground. No, what the Bible says, for we fight not against flesh and blood. That one shows that there is a battle to fight. Don't think that, you know, what is happening just happening. It's happening for you to take up a battle to fight. Can you see now? So, you know, life is a battleground. You fight to survive. You know, you have to fight for your survival. Now, let me also tell you that, you know, starting as a childhood, when a baby is born, a battle is born. You know, when a child is born, I'm telling you that, you see, a battle has started. Even from pregnancy, a baby starts warfare from pregnancy because the devil will not want him to emerge. The devil will not want him to come to this world. So, what am I saying now? The battle starts from the womb. Why? Because of unfriendly environment. You know, the child is facing unfriendly environment. That's number one. Also, you know, there are germs and diseases around, and the baby has to, you know, to fight his way through, just like Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus, let me tell you the story of Jesus, period, you know, how he fought his own battle. Number one, you know, when Mary conceived him, you know, Joseph wanted to put him away. Why? Because they didn't know who impregnates Mary. Can you see now? So that the devil want to nickname Jesus a bastard son, and for Mary to be stoned to death. Can you see now? That was the first order. That was the first, you know, battle in the life of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? As a baby, you know, his birth was of the Holy Spirit. And it has never been told before that a child was born without a man and a woman coming together. Can you imagine that now? So when the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, you know, and Mary was now found to be with a child, Joseph thought that this woman has gone out, you know, he has gone out to do all this mess, you know, all this filthiness. And it wasn't so. Now, do you know that God intervened? And God went to Joseph and said, that Mary, take her in, because that pregnancy in her womb is of the Holy Spirit. You know, God will intervene in every battle of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me leave that one. Jesus Christ again, you know, Caesar Augustus said, he made a decree of numbering, that everybody must be numbered. And that time, you know, Mary has advanced. She had advanced in pregnancy. Now, what's meaning of that? It's for, you know, what you call abortion to take place. Can you imagine that? So Mary has to trek from where she was, you know, to Bethlehem of Judah. Can you see now? And that is too much distance, too long journey for a pregnant woman. But you know what now? God sustained her. I see God sustaining this morning. I see God helping you this morning. I see that every decree the enemy is making over your life, I see you crossing over them in the name of Jesus. You know, Augustus made this decree, and this decree was made because of Jesus Christ, so that, you know, Mary, we have this abortion. But do you know that God sustained me? You look, I prophesy to your life as you hear me this morning. God will sustain you. You won't drop out. You won't fall out in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, at the end of the day, Jesus was born in a manger among the, you know, all these germs and diseases. Imagine that. Mary was looking for where to give birth. They went to all the hospitals of their day. There was no vacancy. To the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, can you imagine that? The owner of heaven and earth. And at last, a man said, can you manage my manger? You know, so that the word of God be correct. Hey, oh my God, do you know that Jesus was born in the manger? And I can see the angels of God coming there to what? To do, you know, this infestation. to fumigate the place, to kill all the germs. I can see it, you know. Every plan of the devil, you know, to cause death in your life is hereby canceled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See how Jesus was winning his own battle, even from childhood. Now, we are told in Luke chapter 8 now that he got lost at age 12. And the people were looking for him. His friends were looking for him. And at last, you know, they came back, you know, to Jerusalem, and they found him arguing with the doctors of law. Now, the plan of the devil over Jesus was cancelled. The devil lost everything. You know, as the devil lost the battle in the life of Jesus, he's losing every battle concerning your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Imagine when he was now 30 years old, when he was now ripe enough to start his ministry. Do you see what the devil did? You know, the devil took him, gave him serious temptation, and he won all those temptations. But why? Because Jesus Christ said, it is written. Oh, I see you winning every battle of life in the name of Jesus. I see you, you know, maintaining a higher level as from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that we also have battle in our spiritual growth. And every battle in our spiritual life, we need to prevail also. So, how do we do that? You need to resist the corrupted nature. You need to resist every temptation. You need to overcome all the advancement of the devil in your life. The devil will come, he will say this, he will, you know, he will bring all those things like he tempted Jesus Christ. But do you know that Jesus, you know, overcame? So, he will bring temptation, he will bring corrupted nature, he will bring all evil things. So, spiritual war are fought every day of our life. Every day we are fighting. Are you there? Are you there with me? Every day we are fighting spiritual battle. It's every day. Now let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 17. Let us see a battle that was fought by Moses. You know, and let us use that as an example of our own spiritual warfare this morning. Now, Exodus 17, can we start to read from verse 8 to 16? Exodus 17, from verse 8 to 16, yes.
Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side. And his hand were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in the book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar, and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
Hallelujah. Now, can you start to see it's a spiritual war? Now, Moses on one side, and Amalek on the other side. Now, you discover that, you know, Moses, when his hands were going down, the Amalekite prevailed. But when the hands of Moses is steady up, you know, it's a form of prayer. When your hands are up like that, when your hands are up in prayers, you will surely win battle. Can you see now? So, even if we are told that the hands of Moses were so weak, his hands were going down. So his hands were supported. You need divine support. Are you following me now? You need Holy Ghost support to win every battle. Showing that the battle you are in right now, you need God. Can you see now? Now, we can learn some lessons there, you know. And I want to show you now the lesson that we can derive, you know, in our own journey of life, in our own battle of life, in order for us to win over the devil. But I will see you after this timeout in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Now, welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning we are talking about winning the battle of life, and we are telling you that life is a battle, and also that battle starts from when a child is actually, you know, is from the womb. I told you about Jesus Christ. In fact, that of Moses, you know, Moses, there was no naming ceremony for Moses. Why? Because of his battle of life. When Moses was born, you know, and you discover that, you know, Pharaoh was saying that they should kill all the male children, you know, they should kill all the male children. And so the mother of Moses was hiding him, looking for how he has to hide Moses one way or the other. Do you know that because of the battle, there was no name ceremony? There are some battle in your life that you have even forgotten. So it was some important thing in your life. Can you see now? Some battle in your life, real battle in your life, that you forgot some common things. Some people forget their birthday. Why? Because of the battle. Some people forget, you know, some major event in their life. Why? Because they are facing battle. Now, because of the battle that Moses was facing, do you know there was no naming ceremony? It was Pharaoh's daughter that named him Moses. Can you imagine that? You know, so can you see battle of life? Now let's go to where we have, you know, we stopped last time. We are saying that, you know, in extra several things, you know, that we want to see the examples of the battle of life. Number one thing to learn from where we have read in extra 17, 8 to 16, number one thing was that there are more than one enemy. Please note it very well. Don't think that after this battle, that is all. I have told you that we are fighting battles every day. You know, battles, you know, spiritual wars are fought every day of our life. So don't think that you have just one enemy. You know, from Egypt to Canaan, the Israelites had encountered more than one enemy. You know, enemies such as, you know, the Philistines, the Edomites, the Ammonites, the Midianites, all these mighty were eager to make life miserable for them. There are some powers, there are some enemies, they want to make life miserable for you. So as you are finishing one battle, another one is coming. As you are finishing one battle, another one is coming. The Bible says, yea, in all this thing, we are what? We are more than a conqueror. That's what I want you to know. That, you know, as battles are coming, so you are also going higher, you are winning. You know, all this battle is giving you, you know, stars in life. It's making you to have more testimony. You know, because we have been told that without test, there will not be testimony. Can you see now? So don't be afraid of this battle. So one thing I want you to know is that, you know, as we have shared last time, challenges and hurdles are part of everyday life. Challenges and hurdles. Do you know that problems and difficulties are complex of every human being? You know, problems and difficulties are part of our lives. You know, so don't be surprised by the number of enemy or the number of battle you have at one time or the other. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. What is happening? Why is my life like this? Why am I going from battle to battle? It's because God wants to make your life excellent. It's because, you know, God wants to make you to get to the zenith of your life. That's why there are battles. That's why battles are coming left and right in your life. But see, I don't know the battle you are going through right now. One thing I want you to know is this, that you are surely destined to overcome. And that you will surely prevail, just like Moses prevailed over the Amalekites. Now, that is one thing I want you to know. There are more than one enemy in your life. There are enemies at home. There are enemies at work. There are financial enemies are there. Mighty enemies are there. You know, enemies here and there. In fact, one song says, you know, Christian, don't come to, you know, to settle miracle because you are in the midst of your enemy. But thank God, because God is with us. Number two thing that I want you to know from that Exodus you have read is that battles and enemies need no invitation. You don't need to invite them for them to come. You don't need to. You know, because I have told you that these battles are normal in life. They are part of life. You see, they come anytime. They come anywhere without warning. You know, people receive attack without warning. People react to battle without any warning. You see, it didn't just start it. A woman said, I didn't know. He just went to the hospital. And they said, you have cancer of the breast. She shrink. Wow! How? Why should it be so? A battle started. But thank God, we are serving God that is mighty and greater. And that God delivered her. And that battle came to an end. You know, a woman that got married, she didn't know that on the way in her marital life, there will be spirit of barrenness. She thought that day on her wedding day, she was just dancing. She was so happy. You know, she was not knowing that there are problems ahead. Let me tell you, if on your wedding day, they pray for you that this marriage will not suffer any problem. They are not praying, no. They are only wishing you. That's my prayer. Because, you know, the same time we come, it will come to confront you. It will come to challenge you. But you know, the thing is this. In all these things, we are more than a conqueror. In all these problems, we are more than a conqueror. That is one thing I want you to know today. Probably this week, for example, you woke up because of this COVID-19. No food in your house. No money. You are just looking for what we are going to eat. That's a battle. But hear me. There is supplies on the way for you. Breakthroughs on the way for you this morning. You know, probably you woke up this morning and you're saying, what will happen right now? Now, you know, and your kitchen is so dry. I'm telling you, God is visiting you this morning. God is helping you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, battles, they come anytime, anywhere without warning. So, no wonder Israel, you know, had to travel peacefully from the land of bondage when the Amalekite interrupted and attacked them without, you know, any reason, without anything. They are just traveling peacefully. They are just going out of the land of bondage. They are just living a problem. They are just living a problem created by Pharaoh. And as they are going out of bondage, they meant another problem on the way, the Amalekites. Wow. You see, you don't have to do any wrong or provoke anyone's anger for problem or betrayal or criticism or any other thing to find their way to you. You don't need to do any wrong. Some people say, I don't know why this is happening to me. I don't even know. You know, I don't know if I have sinned. I don't know, you know. No, you have not sinned. You see, you don't have to do wrong. You don't have to even to provoke anyone's anger. And you don't have to betray or criticize or, you know, to treat somebody unfairly before problems find their way to you. It's a normal thing in life. Do you understand that? So the Jews feel correct and say, we are just coming from a treatment from Pharaoh. And now look at these people called Amalekites. Where is God? Has God abandoned us? Why is this thing happening to us? You can say, look at Nigeria today. Why are all this is happening? They are happening to glorify God. They are happening so that the word of God will be confirmed. They are happening so that your God will be glorified. In this nation, God shall be glorified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me also say that, you know, the battle comes in various forms, which I have told you. Let me also say it again. You know, number one area that battle comes from, you know, is a battle. There is battle of the flesh. That is the evil nature of man. The evil nature of man. The other part is the battle of the heart. That is the greed, the hatred, and the thoughts. And also the battle of this world, of the world. The temptation, the worldly value, and the pleasure of this world. Oh, I pray this morning that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Every battle you are facing right now, I ask the divine help of God in your life in the name of Jesus. I address every battle of your life. I say in the name of Jesus, you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that the Almighty God to support you. The angels of God will come to your aid. I pray that you will surely prevail over this battle. I don't know the battle you are going through right now, but here are people of God. The Lord says, I should tell you this morning that in his name, you will surely overcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody hearing this morning. The Lord will sustain you in the name of Jesus Christ. I see you again next week at this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.